greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight. Got a great program for you. I want you to stay tuned tonight to the broadcast. We are still in a series of 20 and 12 and the historic evidence of past calamities, if you will, that have been actually removed from the historical books. Tonight we're going to talk about the greatest heist in the history of the world, the big lie. You know, brainwashing, particularly in the United States, particularly the Christians, have been duped by the unholiest hoax in all of history by those who call themselves Jews. It is their most effective weapon. Now, this big lie technique of brainwashing has led Christians into believing that the one that the New Testament claims to be Jesus Christ was actually King of the Jews, in the sense that the so-called Jews today call themselves Jews. Now, we know that this reference was made in English translations of the Old and the New Testament centuries before the so-called Jews hijacked the word Jew and claimed it for their own in the 18th century. Now, they palmed themselves off on the Christian world as having kinship with the Messiah. This alleged kinship comes from the myth of their common ancestry with the so-called Jews of the Holy Land. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the biggest heist that the world has ever known. We're going to prove it tonight as we get into the Word. In Genesis 49, chapter 22, 23, and 24, from Joseph, it says, Joseph. Now, before we talk about Joseph, let's go back to the Bible when Jacob had his family, that is, his sons. Let's talk about those sons for just a moment. They were 12 of them, correct? We know that Judah was the fourth son from Jacob's first wife, Leah. And Joseph was the 11th son from his wife, Rachel. And so begins, according to the 46th chapter, because I'm going to broad brush this tonight. I don't have time and detail to go in and explain those who fell by the wayside of grace, because it was in the power of Jacob to give the birthright. Now, we're talking about birthright. And tonight we're going to emphatically declare that the one they call Jesus Christ was not a Jew, never was. Not one word out of his mouth ever claiming to be a Jew. The people putting words in his mouth said he was a Jew. Now, the Bible says to beware of the scribes. That's the ones that constructed the book. And the Pharisees, the ones that thought they knowed everything, and actually were liars, slow bellies, and deceivers. The greatest of these deceptions ever perpetrated upon unsuspecting saints who call themselves the Christian is written in the Bible in such a way that only those who have the right to the birthright would figure such a mystery out. It took me a long time. And I assure you, I read the Bible through and 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 through in the scriptures as a young man, burning up the pages, trying to find the truth. And the truth evaded even my pursuit. It's hid from the wise and the prudent. It's given to babes and sucklings to figure this great mystery out. Once you figure it out, the world won't believe you. You'll become alien to them. You'll become a stranger. They will not receive you. They'll hate you. Just like they hated him. Because when you really see why they hated him, it's all because they knew that he was not one of them, and he knew that they were not Yahweh's people. Now, we know in the book of John, the Messiah said he'd come in his Father's name, John 5:43. They wouldn't receive him. They wouldn't receive the one we call Jesus Christ in the New Testament. That's a misnomer. Even that is when you, I'm telling you, man, the layers on the onion is so deceitful how that Satan does so many things. So in the 20 and 12 series that we're doing here, we are warned by the same Messiah that we're going to talk about tonight, being not who they say he is, but being who he said he was. Now, what he said and what they said is two different things. Satan has a way that seems right. And the translators, they saw it in such a way, they wrote in the way they saw it. It was framed within so much deceit, and they might have not even known that they were using deceit, because Satan has come to kill, steal, and destroy, and would deceive the very elect if possible. And so then, those even that write the book that is written across it, Holy Bible, we know that things contained within the book are not necessarily truth as described in the way that it's been constructed to believe it. For instance, in Matthew 1 and Matthew 2, we have the genealogy in Matthew 1. We have the scribes declaring in Matthew 2 that Christ was going to be born in Bethlehem, Judea. Because, you see, they wanted him, that is the Christ, the anointed one, to come out of their household, come out of the house of Yehuda. Well, we know that the house of Yehuda, Judah, as we would call it in the Bible, that he was sort of a seat sower. And he was sort of horny, and he went out and he sowed in the wrong field. The Bible says that Satan was like that in many ways. He went out and he was horny and he sowed in the field a tare. This tare came up to become the enemy of the Messiah, the one you would call Christ. Christ is a name. It's a Hindu word, Christ. It means anointed. Now, there's many anointed. Even Satan was anointed. Many false prophets are anointed. So if I was to use the term Christ, most of the Christians would think I'm talking about the true anointed one. But there are many of the anti-anointed ones. Yet they claim to be Christ. That's why they call him Antichrist. Now, an Antichrist is somebody that doesn't measure up to being the Messiah. It is the Messiah that is stated that he would come from the descendant offspring of Joseph. Joseph and Yahweh. Judah were basically enemies. It was Judah that encouraged his brothers to sell this guy that he didn't like. It was his own brother. Most families, most murders, most trouble come within families. And so Judah tried to get Joseph out of the picture so he could take over. And the Bible says that he did succeed in doing so. Now, let me read you in the book of 2nd. Or let me go to 1 Chronicles first. Let's go to 1 Chronicles, and we're going to start at chapter 5 and see about this great debate. Christians believe that those are the true Jews over in what we call Israel. But that's not Israel. Israel was a family, not a piece of dirt, particularly sand and things of that nature. Abandoned, really, by the people of Jacob Israel in 721 B.C., never to return, according to 1 Samuel 7:14. Never to return. So when they were removed in 721, that's long before Christ, or long before Jesus Christ, known in the New Testament. I call him Yahweh in the flesh, or Yahweh the Savior in the Hebrew. Now, a lot of people are alarmed when you say, oh, no, that's, you're talking about Jesus Christ. Everybody wants us to stick to the written word. It is not the written word that we should pay attention to, because Christ warned us that the scribes who were involved in the written word, that we should examine what they say. Matthew chapter 2, they declared to Herod, who asked and inquired about this soon coming king prophesied to come, which is a takeoff from Genesis 49. The scepter, listen to it now, 49 and 10, this is the real Israel. This is Jacob himself, whose name was surnamed Israel. He's prophesying to his 12 sons. The scepter shall not depart from Yehuda, Judah. You see, Judah, the word Judah, is actually, it's not in the Bible until 11 books pass before we find a Jew. Now, isn't that strange that the word Jew is not mentioned in the Bible till 2 Kings? 6:16. It's strange, isn't it? We don't have the word Jew mentioned. Now, we can explain to you as we go on, if you don't know about the history, and I suggest that you study, we're broadbushing tonight, and you need to get my series that Christ was not a Jew, have it on DVD, and we have it on audio, CD, that explains how the devil got in the genetic details. You see, in Genesis 1, where I mentioned the genealogy, or the downline, doesn't correspond to the genealogy of Luke. These different. You say, well, maybe one of them is given the genealogy from one point and the other from the other. It doesn't matter. If the text where it's supposed to agree, for instance, I'll give you an example. If the birthright was to go to the sons of Joseph, written by prophecy, then some wise man who got in, a scribe, could get in there, and since this one that come said he wasn't from the tribe of Yehuda, there's a reason that we should wonder if Christ would come through a polluted bloodline. You see, the the bloodline of Yehuda, or the Jews, as they're called today, was not pure. We had three sons from Yehuda, the Jew, if we want to use that term. We had three of the first sons from his issue. That's from his strength, his sperm. Now that sperm from Yehuda, who was holy, because he was a holy son of Jacob, who was declared to be holy through Yahweh. That was a holy seed, no doubt about it. But that holy seed was placed and deposited in an unholy womb. And you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I never knew that. Well, if you read the 38th chapter of the book of Genesis, you'll see that Yehuda, Judah, as we call him today in a slang sort of way, Yehuda married a Canaanite woman. Now, this Canaanite woman was not lawful. She was illegal. She was not correct. And so then, Jacob, describing that the sons that he had in his progeny would receive from the firstborn, they would hand down the birthrights of that tribe. In other words, the tribe of Issachar would go to the first offspring son. You see, the offspring were sons, and Yahweh said, you shall give me the first of your offspring. Now here, when Judah married the Canaanite woman Shua, he gave, officially through Yahweh's word, by tradition of the elders, passed down this saying that Judah, in a sense, offered his first son from the issue of his strength, a half-holy and a half-unholy son up to Yahweh. Now, if you don't catch this, you don't understand. It's too deep for you. And I apologize if I have to go too deep and it's over your head and you don't have ears to hear and you don't have eyes to see. It hurts me. It grieves me that we can't get this. It's hid from the wise and the prudent. Satan never, the reason he don't want to understand it is because it's something that pertains to truth, and he don't like truth. He likes deceit. He likes a lie. He likes to lie to you. He likes to deceive you. He likes to destroy you. And so then, the first son from Yehuda. So let me put it bluntly. The first son from the Jew was illegal. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I don't know about that now. Bless God, I know that Christ would come. If Christ came from that bloodline that was illegal, that was half holy and half unholy, that would have made his bloodline polluted, and he himself would be denied. If he came from the blood of Yehuda, that would make it half right and half wrong. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Can you see tonight that in 2012, the year of 2012, there's coming a light? There's also coming darkness. The darkness is going to increase in 2012 to hide the brightness of the light in celestial terms that's going to be revealed. Yahweh is getting us ready. Yahweh is readying a people that can understand and comprehend what I'm preaching now ahead of time. There shall be a remnant that will see this truth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this was one of the greatest truths in the Bible that I ever, myself, was privileged to see as Yahweh opened my eyes and it's the less accepted. You know, I preached as a Baptist preacher. I've preached as a Pentecostal minister. And I've preached as a Yahweh preacher, ministering in the name of Yahweh. All three of those are accepted if you don't mention truth. If you bring in lies and distortions and traditions, all the world will receive you. I don't care what name you're in. You know, if you're gonna preach and cover the truth with the light that's in you, Christ warned you. He said, "Be sure that the light in you is not darkness." And so then, to become a light, you've got to be opposite of the darkness, because darkness and light has no fellowship. By the scripture itself in Genesis 49:10, it says the scepter. Now that's the ruling authority we're talking about. He could have just as easily said, "And the birthright will not depart from Judah." But he called it a scepter. That's the power and authority invested in Jacob to give it to whom it belongs. At this time, he says, "It shall not depart from Yehuda," or Judah, or the Jew. Depart, it shall not depart from Judah to Joseph, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh comes. Now, Shiloh is the key word. It's a code word for the Messiah, or the one we call Christ. So therefore, the Pharisees claimed that Christ, to hide this great deception, they're half full of lies and half full of truth, and when you expect a lie from them, you get truth, and when you expect truth from them, you get a lie. So you're deceived. Just like the first offspring that came from the bowels of Shua, the wife of Judah, or Yehuda, let's just call him the Jew. Now this Jew married a Canaanite, and she had an offspring, and they called his name Er. Was Yahweh proud of this issue? Did Yahweh claim this issue? You see, Yahweh had put in the word that all of the sons of Jacob, the firstborn from these sons, would be his. Question: did Yahweh accept Er as his son? You say, "Well, I don't really know. I haven't read that much." Well, to save you the time and the trouble, it's written in the 38th chapter of the book of Genesis, if you'd like to read it to confirm it, that Yahweh killed this son because he was evil. Now, did Yahweh have enough knowledge to know that the devil had enticed Judah, the Jew, to marry this Canaanite woman so that this son would come up in a presentation of truth, of Yahweh's word, that he said all that comes from Jacob, their sons, will be my firstborn? But he rejected that firstborn and killed it. Now, I don't know how he killed it. I don't know if he'd come in the middle of the night in the tent and took a club and picked it up by the ankles and clubbed him to death. I don't know. I don't know if he'd come with a cholera or the plague or the fever or whatever. He killed him. He was evil. This first son from the Jew offered to Yahweh. Yahweh refused it because it was evil, and he killed it. Now, Yahweh don't play around. He's going to kill you if you're not his. Yahweh knows them that are his and all that will hear the word, and that's why we preach this in this type of a mystery, because you won't hear this in the church. You can go all your life, and the preachers that are preaching in the bell box, they don't have this understanding. If they did have it, they wouldn't preach it, because they know that those who are brainwashed and deceived, thinking that the Jews are God's chosen people, they wouldn't accept that in a heartbeat. Let's go to the second son. Now, the second son was, after the first one was killed, Judah, if that's what he was, I'm going to take everybody's word for it in the Bible and say, well, Judah was a Jew. You see, the mistake is they think that Joseph was a Jew. And Joseph wasn't a Jew. As a matter of fact, Abraham wasn't a Jew. Isaac was not a Jew. None of these patriarchs was Jews. None of them were called Jews. Until we read in 6:16, 1 Kings, the word Jew is mentioned, and this is through years and years of evolvement. Finally, the devil got smart enough to hang a slang word on this patriarch, Yehuda, and call him a Jew. Here now, they're trying to call a future offspring, the Messiah, the one they call Christ Jesus, they're trying to call him a Jew. You see how it hangs on to tradition? Now, remember, Yahweh killed the first one. He killed the second one. And would have killed the third one, because the Jew, Judah, he had three sons from the issue of the Canaanite woman, and Yahweh killed the first two and would have killed the third one had it not been for some kind of an intervention where she got her cleansing, who was Tamar, because he was married, she was to be married to all three of them. She was married to two of them, given to two of them, and they, one was evil, killed him, the other was evil, killed him, and Judah, wanting to keep an offspring, he didn't want Yahweh, he probably never realized it was Yahweh killing the child. Evidently, he didn't get the message. Now, I find it hard to believe that I'm saying that, but evidently he didn't, or if he did, he got it and refused to listen to it. Now, that's possible, because sometimes we'll hold on to flesh knowing that we shouldn't have it, that we're going wrong. And the devil can surprise you in many ways by handing you a piece of corrupt flesh and wants you to cuddle it up because it's a little baby and it appeals to you and it's attractive and you take it and you try to raise it and you try to pet. You can't pet a rattlesnake. You can nurse one from a time it's hatched out of the egg. It's a snake. It's got as much venom, powerful enough to kill you the minute it's hatched out. It can bite you the very second it breaks through an egg and you reach down and get it. It's got enough venom right then in its fangs to kill you if it lands in the proper place. Here, the devil was surely at work. Here he blinded the Jew. He blinded Jacob's offspring, Judah, Yehuda. He blinded his eyes and told him, he said, boy, ain't that a pretty girl over there? And I guarantee you she was a looker. I guarantee you she turned old Judah's, the Jew's head. And I guarantee you today the same thing is happening time after time as we miscegenate the righteous seed with the unholy seed and mix it together, because that's Satan's plan to get back into the kingdom. And ladies and gentlemen, the blood tester. going to have a blood test to get back in to the kingdom. Satan and his offspring will not gain entrance back into the kingdom. I don't care if they're born from Jacob's sons. Yehuda, the Jew, Judah, was in error and in sin. His first son was named heir, killed him, killed the second one, and would have killed the third one. But that third son, this is the issue here. It would have been better if Yahweh would have killed him. You say, oh, buddy, God loves everybody. Blood is not an issue. You can be cross-blooded, three-blooded, two-blooded, five-blooded, six-blooded, just bloody crossed. And you can go to heaven because God don't look on blood. Well, I'm sorry to have to burst that bubble. I am sorry, and my soul hurts from seeing the miscegenation that I see today going around, blood crossing blood, kind crossing kind, both kinds mixing together, where even a jaybird, red bird or a blue bird, has more sense. Yahweh made them not to mix, although they're in the bird family. You may be in the human family, but you are warned not to be of the world, to cross blood, to mix your blood. At the time that the theocratical government of Israel was in force, Yahweh commanded you to kill those that would come over, and they did. First chapter after, oh yeah, that was then, but see, God has changed his mind. He don't do that no more. He loves everybody, Pastor Buddy. These little babies, they're so precious. You know God wouldn't send it to hell because it's got a little mixed blood in it. Oh my. Notice this. It won't depart the birthright, the true blood. You see, when Abraham commanded Isaac to take a wife, he commanded his servants to go get Isaac a wife, who himself came from a bloodline that's recorded in the book of Genesis chapter 21. Go look at it. See if Yahweh didn't guard this bloodline zealously, would not dare have anything cross into it, and when it does, he kills it. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, that sort of teaching is what I don't like about you. You wouldn't make a good Baptist preacher. The Baptist preacher would sugarcoat it and hand it to us. He'd never bring things like this up. You just bring these things up to cause an argument between daddy and mommy. Or mommy and daddy. Well, Christ said himself, he didn't come to bring peace. He said he come to set these against one another with the truth. The truth will set against the lie. And the truth and lie has no fellowship, and you can only live in a lie so long. When you know the truth, come out of her, my people, and be not partakers of her sin. For if you know the truth and you keep going along with it, you're going to be partakers. And it's a sad day. It's a sad way to end up to say, well, I almost got there. Man, if I'd have corrected one more thing, see, one little old disobedience, one little sin. Here in 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 1. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn. Now remember I said that according to the law, Yahweh commanded that firstborn from these sons, Reuben was the son of Yahweh through Jacob. That was Jacob's firstborn son through Leah. So here, right here, the first son makes an error. He strikes out. Jacob was supposed to have given this birthright to Reuben. He was the firstborn of Israel. But for as much as he defiled his father's bed, he incested into the family. He took Jacob's concubine and he laid with her. And Jacob, knowing that that was an error, that was a satanic attack on Reuben. Reuben being weak, saw this woman, and the devil knowed that she was going to bring forth the firstborn. In this case, Reuben, then Yahweh restricted Jacob for this transgression of giving the birthright to his firstborn. Reuben was his firstborn. Yahweh had to accept him as the firstborn, but he said, I don't want him to have the birthright. Boo-hoo-hoo. This is what set the sons against one another. This is why they argued and they fought and they conceived an ideal. When they found out that the eleventh son, I mean, look how long it went before the eleventh son, Joseph, got into the family. When he grew up, he was Jacob's pet. Jacob loved Joseph. Joseph was a dreamer. He had strange ideals in his head. And he would tell these things like he'd have a dream and a vision. He said, you know, I saw all these stars, the 12 that he mentioned, the sun and the moon. He said, I saw all of them bowing to me. And boy, his sons would get jealous and envious. And you see, it set off a competition, if you will. Judah burned. He was a mighty, Judah the Jew was a mighty man. He grew up to be a very strong individual. And here it says, in the first chapter, notice this. After that Reuben defiled his father's bed, his birthright, Reuben's, it was Reuben's birthright. It was given unto Joseph, the son of Israel. And the genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright. Now, you better read that real close. The genealogy. If you read the genealogy, Joseph don't deserve or he don't have the birthright. If you follow the genealogy. That's what the Jews got into the genealogy and said, we know that Jesus Christ is going to be born of Judah the Jew. And so therefore, the birthright son is going to be a Jew. The Christians bought it hook, line, and sinker. When in reality, Joseph was not a Jew, never was and never will be. His son, his offspring, was to be the firstborn, was to be the one that the Messiah, the Christ child, the one we call Jesus Christ in the Bible, he's to be the birthright son. But through the lies and the deceit and the tradition and the well-hid plan here, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They won't study and they won't hear a man that'll bring the truth opposite of what they've always been taught. They love a lie. They'll believe a lie. They'll believe a lie quicker than they'll believe a man of truth, because the truth hurts. Listen to this. When Shiloh comes, that's the Messiah, the promised one, from Joseph, Ephraim. So this is a long, drawn-out episode here that if you don't know the history and the background, you could be deceived. by thinking that Jesus Christ was a Jew when he was not a Jew. You say, oh, I know he's a Jew. He said he was a Jew. I have challenged so many of those who believe it over the years, and I've been preaching this for 20 years. And I've had to challenge some, and some have challenged me. Nowhere in the Bible can you read that the one we call Christ Jesus came from the Jew or was a Jew. Now some people are so dumb and so carried away, they call all of the house of Israel Jews. Well, the Jews are God's chosen people, Pastor Buddy. Ain't you heard? Well, you don't know nothing about the Bible, Lord and God. Why, you must be an antichrist. When you preach opposite, when you break the mold of the brainwashing, when you expose the lies of the translators, when you uncover the hidden conspiracy where they have transformed Christ into a Jew when he was never a Jew and never will be a Jew. This is so sad. Well, listen to this. 49, verse 22. Joseph is a fruitful bough. He's a fruitful bough. Fruitful means he's going to bring forth the son of Yahweh, who is the Messiah. His branches run over the wall. That's the great expansion of sons who were scattered abroad in 721 B.C., the house of Joseph was removed, known as the house of Ephraim in Old Testament times, because Joseph, his birthright, didn't go to the house of Joseph. It went to Ephraim, the firstborn of Joseph. But you say, he wasn't the firstborn. That's correct. Jacob crossed his hands, and the Confederate flag that symbolizes the crossed hands of Jacob with the 12 stars and the red, white, showing the blood depiction and the color thereof, the sons of Jacob, the blushing house of Israel. This mystery deepens as the archers sort of grieved him and shot at him and hated him. Now, why would they hate Joseph? You see, Joseph has never given any credit for producing the birthright son. They think the birthright son came from Judah, the Jew. Christians, how long will you be deceived? Why don't you wake up? Why can't you understand? Why can't you come to the truth? It's a true proverb, and Christ spoke it. They have eyes to see and cannot see. They have ears to hear. They cannot hear. They follow the rudiments of tradition, and full well, to keep your own tradition, you break the commandments of Yahweh. You can't figure out the great mystery. These things are hid from you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. And how long will we stay there? Is there any hope? Is there a promise, Pastor Buddy, for the little remnant? It says in the book of Daniel, verse 24, let me finish this out before I go to the stone, and I'm going to get into the meat of my message on the stone. I'll continue this series. I won't have time to cover it tonight, but I want to set the record straight. I want to let you put me on record. This is being recorded. Brother Bob will record this tonight in the state of Arkansas, and I'll be on record stating here on the month of February, the 25th. And we're at 10:17 p.m. I'll go on record as saying that Christ was not a Jew. Christ will never be a Jew. And if you've got your hope and anchor in Christ the Jew, you've been deceived. His arms were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. And from this bloodline, the firstborn, through Joseph, will come the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Daniel chapter 2, starting at the 34th verse, and I'd like to get into the stone of Scone, teach you the tradition of the ancient Israelites, as this tribe Ephraim, the chosen tribe of one of Joseph's sons, from this tribe will come the blood kin, the stone of Scone, the little stone that was hewed out of the mountain, the little stone. You see, the whole house of Judah had a house in the south, the house of Jacob, Israel, the birthright son given by Jacob's power to Joseph, was changed in Egypt when Joseph was separated from his brothers, and then his father and all of the brothers had to come to Egypt in the land of darkness to see the light. And if you're sitting in darkness tonight of Christian tradition, believing that Christ was a Jew, you're in darkness. Come to the light. See the reality and catch this truth, and if you can see it, if you have ears to hear it, you will be blessed above and beyond, because this gospel is hid to them that's lost. Don't become lost and destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Come to the light and come to the stone that was rejected of the builders, has become the head of the corner. You see, the stone that was accepted is the false stone. People believing that Jesus was a Jew. The stone that was rejected, the true Messiah, that came from the house of Ephraim, Joseph, that's the one they won't claim. Now, why? What does it matter, Pastor Buddy? It don't really matter. It matters to whom you give your homage, the heritage. See, Satan come to kill and steal. He tried to kill the Messiah. He tried to behead him, and in doing so, he did behead 144,000 of the little infants that were the first ones to shed their blood for this stone that was rejected. Christ is referred throughout the Scripture as the stone of Israel. Psalms 118, Matthew 21:42-46, the stone the builders rejected. The builders are the translators, or the ones that compile the Bible, to make you believe through deceit by slanting the Scriptures to indicate that Christ was a Jew rather than a Galilean. Now, the one that died and was tortured and was hated was a Galilean. Or that lonely man from Galilee. His voice rang out in the evening breeze. They didn't know him. He came to his own, and his own received him not. Here is his own believing that Christ was going to come out of the house of Judah. The whole world believes it, except a few. Would you have enough courage tonight to accept truth? Is there any truth in you that could cause you to hear that what I'm saying is truth? The cornerstone, Shiloh, the Messiah? builders rejected came out of the house of Israel to the north rather than out of the house of the Jew to the south. He was not a Jew. $10,000 offered to anyone that can prove he was a Jew. Oh, I know you're, boy, you're rattling the pages right now. You're going to turn over there and say, well, Pilate said he was a Jew. Pilate didn't say he was a Jew. He just asked the Messiah the question, art thou a Jew? He heard that the Messiah was coming out of the house of Judah. He never said at that time Judah ruled. They were in power under the Herodian, the kingdom of the Edomite Jew. The Edomite Jew was a half Israelite from the blood of Judah and half from this bloodline of Shua that came through the son that went down to Egypt with Jacob. He was his grandson, his firstborn. Do you believe that Judah's or Jacob's firstborn, well, Judah's also, that and Judah's son, Jacob's grandson, can you comprehend it? He was a half breed. He was a half Israelite and a half Canaanite. And he sojourned in Egypt along with the children of Israel. They stayed down there 400 plus years and miscegenated. Here, Shelah took sons or daughters out of the house of Israel. They didn't know. They inbred with the Canaanite blood in their veins. Oh, how horrible. And today, the serpent's blood runs in those that call themselves Jews, but they're not, because Yahweh will not accept them. I'll give you a case in point, and I'll continue it tomorrow night. This is Pastor Buddy. I've got to get off here. My time is come and gone. I'll continue this series on 20 and 12 tomorrow night, and how the serpent got into the house of Israel. We'll include it in this series because you need to hear it. In 2012, much deception, but I'm going to give you a hope. There is a promise that sleep has happened to Israel. We couldn't wake up. We couldn't hear that. There's going to be people hearing this all over the country because Yahweh's done told me so, that in these days, the kingdom of heaven, that great stone I'm going to preach on tomorrow night, it's going to tear down the kingdoms of the world, and it's going to fill the whole earth with this stone kingdom shepherd from the house of Joseph. Oh, hallelujah. I just praise Yahweh. Now, tonight, we're going to make an appeal. We made our appeal on Wednesday night. We are now, since the weather has improved, we've got an unfinished assembly, a chapel, called the King's Gate Chapel. We've got it under construction. We need your help. Sit down and write me a check. I need an amount around $10,000 to finish up this chapel, to get it in the dry, to get it ready for our Passover meeting coming up in May as the second Passover. We'll be keeping here, Yahweh willing. I need $10,000 to get it done. We just don't have the funds. I'm counting on you. Somebody tonight that's able to sit down and write me one check for $10,000. If you could do that, if Yahweh could see clear for you to do that and do it in honor of this truth I preached tonight, just to confirm your faith that you believe this. You ain't even heard the series. I'm going to preach on it. And I'm going to prove beyond a doubt that Christ was not a Jew. He was an Ephraimite. The stone shepherd came out of the house of Joseph to be the birthright son. Today everybody believes he was a Jew. give him credit for being born in the land of Judea, which he was not. So if you'd sit down and write Pastor Buddy a check, make it out to Pastor Buddy, that's all you need. I'll put every penny in this building, I guarantee you. We'll get it fixed up. We need your help real quick. We don't need it 2 months from now. We need it now. You can see your way to write me a check. If you can write me a check for $100, for $500, for $30, for $20, or $10, or $2, I need your help. Of any size of faith that you can address, please send it to Pastor Buddy, and I'll use it. You'll read the results on the line. We expect to hear from you. Write your checks or offerings to, of any amount, become one of the Kingsgate workers that believe it. You know that Christ was from the house of Israel. He wasn't a Jew. Pastor Buddy's preaching this and defending this truth. You'll not hear many preachers like this tonight. I have the knowledge to defend what I'm talking about. I'm not afraid of anybody calling me up saying, oh, you're wrong, Pastor Buddy. I've had some to write me letters, make them registered, and then have to eat crow. After that I explained and they seen the scriptures on it, they took down their challenge and have laid low. Praise Yahweh. All right, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568. Make it 568. Pastor Buddy, 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, with the zip 37874. Sponsored tonight by Brother Mike, Mark, and Miss Audrey down in the great state of Mississippi. I'll be on tonight under their sponsorship also, and we'll continue on this, and I'm going to show you how the stone kingdom hewed out without hands. Praise Yahweh. He's going to tear down all these other kingdoms, so you better get in the one that's going to be established, not one that's going to be torn down. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you tomorrow night. I'm out of time. I'll see you tomorrow night. Call me tonight. Area code 423-351-1082. Yahweh bless.